make sure there wasn't no corn to be dealt with or feed to be done. They make sure that they's ready. When they come meeting, they wasn't going to miss that. They'd come through the hollers and the hills as they come filling in here. I can imagine in my mind they'd hear a little music coming through the window. How the heart would lift up with joy that we get to come together today.
Amen.
We're going to worship as the people.
Amen.
Amen. Because the same God I've got is the one there. Amen. God has called them from their homes and from their words and from the hollers and brought them in to one place. And as they come in for this air-conditioned building with heart benches, maybe a burning stove in the middle. Amen. They come in with a grateful heart that God was King of glory and that Jesus lived in their heart. Amen. Say some things ain't ever changed. Amen. We in buildings with air conditioning now. We've got carpet. We've got lights in the ceiling. Amen. We've got good heat. And I want you to know that the same God that they worshipped is the one that I worship.
Amen.
And He's precious in every way.
Amen.
I worship Him today. The King of glory. Amen. He was good then, brother.
Amen.
He's still good today.
Amen.
He's worthy, friend, of all of our praise.
Yes.
Amen. Let me tell you what the Bible says. The apostle gave them some clear words concerning these very things. You say, preacher, do we always have to preach? No, we don't. Amen. I'm just going to preach a little bit. But amen, we can just sing a while according to the scripture. Ain't going to be one day there won't be no preaching.
Amen.
There won't be no need for praying.
Amen.
Brother, you're going to sing. Amen. With a voice. Unlike ever before, we're going to be able to worship God in the spirit and truth. We're going to be able to sing forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. The Apostle Paul wrote to him in the book of Ephesians, the 5th chapter. I want you to read. And he said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. He said, but be ye filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We've come today to be filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Let's say to you before we stop, I won't be long, I promise you, but I want to say this. The Bible said that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Thank God I know.
Amen.
Because there's something that abides down in me. And I've been washed in the blood of the Lord.
Amen.
How that makes it all worthwhile.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, in my heart that the Spirit lives down inside. What about you?
Amen.
Amen. He said, be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
And here's what he said when you're filled with the Spirit. I want you to listen to the words of the Apostle Paul. He said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Let me share with you today what those three things are. Number one, song. As we look to the definition of that, begin to study what it means. You know what? We found that it means a song sung with musical accompaniment.
Amen.
I just love these old guitars and this bass. Amen, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. I might not be able to play one very well, and you might not be able to play one at all. But bless God, they do.
Amen.
I just thrills my soul when I see people using the talent and the gift of God. Keep playing. Amen. When we sing, amen, the Bible said you've got permission to use musical instruments.
Amen.
We've got a God that's worthy to serve in whatever way we can.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said, filled with the Spirit. Sharing songs. Songs. Being accompanied by music. But then he said, hymns. I thought, as I studied this, you know what? Augustine said it this way. He says there's three characteristics to a hymn. I want you to listen to what it is. Number one, he said it must be sung. Number two, he said it must be praised. And number three, it must be to God.
Amen.
We started this afternoon with hymns.
Amen.
We're going to sing some more before we're done. Amen. But when it comes to making melody in your heart, ain't nothing better than a good old hymn.
Amen.
Amen. It must be sung, it must be praised, and it must be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Open up that old red back hymnal and let her go, because God's worthy of our praise.
Amen.
Song.
Amen.
Amen. If you play something, play.
Praise the Lord.
But hymns. song. If you look up that word songs in the Greek, you'll find that it means ode. You ever heard an ode to something? Right? They're melodies, they're songs, they're stories in song, poems that are put to music, and they're called odes. A spiritual song is an ode. A spiritual song is different than any other song because our ode is to no other man. We have an ode to the Lord.
Right.
Amen. We've come today to worship not in just song,
yes,
in spiritual song.
Yes.
Because our song today ain't about another man. It's about the man.
Amen.
It's about the Christ,
amen,
the God, yes, man that came and gave himself that we could live.
Amen.
You say, preacher, can we worship in song? Hallelujah. I believe that's his plan. I believe one day we're all going to sing in that kind of place.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to get set free. I don't know how many years will go by before we ever take a breath. But we'll sing to the glory,
yes,
of the one who is
great.
Amen. It ain't no telling how many songs have been written about Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You ever thought about that? Thousands on thousands on thousands have been written about Jesus Christ. We got one book that we preach from about Jesus Christ. But I tell you, there's books on books on books of songs about Jesus.
Amen.
And he said one day we're going to make melody in our heart forevermore. So I believe what we can do today is we can take permission from God just to ride back and let it fly.
Amen.
Amen. You know what's good about building like this? The acoustic centers are just, they just drown out every imperfection.
Amen.
And as all let us lift our voices up, amen, ain't nobody knows who's out of key. Ain't nobody cares. Because as the sound just rings back into our ears, it fills the heart and we rejoice. Amen. What a God we serve today. What a wondrous God we serve. We're going to sing another hymn or two and then take special songs. We've got the building until they run us out or a couple hours go by or you get tired. We'll just do the best we can. But we've come to worship you today.
Amen.
Amen. We've come to worship you. Now, let me say this before we go any farther. If you've got a need in your heart, there's no mourners being tried here. Amen. I don't know if it's the one that was here years ago when they all gathered in and made their peace with God day after day as they called on him. Let me tell you, it'll do. It'll do. If you've got a need of God, the Holy Spirit of God touches your heart today. And you say, preacher, I need Jesus. Why don't you come? You can bow right before him today. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be saved? To be able to say, got saved in case you told me.
Amen.
Oh, what a joy that would be, wouldn't it? I just trust that you'll worship him today. Let it go, amen.
That's right, amen.
Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I don't really care what you think. Say it in a nice way. Don't tell them how they have come back. We come to worship the King of glory.
Amen.
Amen. That ought to make you excited if you know him.
Ooh.
Amen. I know him. I know him. Thank God he saved my soul.
Amen.
All right. Let's get another song. We'll sing another hymn or so. And then we'll take a special singing. You just obey God. Let's do the best we can.